Next up, Tim Helvig-Larsen from Zero Carbon Britain.
Right, well, I've only got 2 minutes, so I've written down everything, so make sure I get it in. Okay, we're all here in the rain today because we are deeply concerned about climate change. Climate change is not a slow burn issue. The reinforcing feedback, like methane release, mean that climate change is much more like a time bomb, and the clock is ticking. We understand that this is an emergency, and we know that emergencies can provoke a number of responses. An emergency can provoke panic. An emergency can paralyze people. But an emergency can also galvanize us to respond rapidly and effectively to plan our way out of the hole we've been digging for ourselves. In planning our way through this, we need to know what we don't want. And we're pretty good at that. We know that we don't want open cast coal mines. Yes! We know that we don't want more Russian gas. Yes! And we know that we don't want nuclear SUVs or EasyJet flights. Yes! But we also need to be just as clear about what we do want. We want zero carbon energy.
Yes!
Powering our zero carbon transport.
Yes!
To take us between our zero carbon homes and our zero carbon businesses, we need a zero carbon Britain. Yes! The Zero Carbon Britain report that the Centre for Alternative Technology has been working on,
yes,
didn't start with zero carbon in the name.
Yes.
A year ago, a group at the centre set out to completely rethink our approach to energy, sector by sector and technology by technology. What we found was that we can achieve our current level of well-being with less than half the energy we use today. We found that Britain's renewable energy potential is enormous. Our wind resource alone is the largest in Europe, and in this scenario that we used, we only needed half of it. Almost wrapping up here. So, we invite you all to join us in planning our race out of carbon.
Yes!
And we would like to join you as we all create our future, a zero carbon Britain.